This is Bigger Pockets Daily, where we read you the best real estate investing advice Monday through Sunday, rain or shine. I'm your host, Tyler. And if you like this article, you'll find thousands of others like it at biggerpockets.com/blog. But you can't, or at least you shouldn't, be looking at a screen when you're mowing the lawn or driving for deals. So enjoy this show and check out the rest of our podcasts. Just search Bigger Pockets on your favorite podcast app.
We know you've heard it before. Cash flow is getting very hard to find. There's always long distance investing, but you may be thinking, I don't have a team, enough experience, or the market knowledge to get in. That's where you're wrong. And it's also where Rent to Retirement comes in. Rent to Retirement offers fully turnkey properties that are newly built or renovated, leased and managed, allowing you to invest out of state with confidence. They've got single family, multifamily, new build, and syndication opportunities across multiple markets. They even have BRRRR deals with immediate equity. Rent to Retirement helps investors learn how to build a bulletproof business plan with the best investment and tax strategies around to help you reach financial freedom through real estate. There's no excuse not to get started in real estate investing when you have the right team and systems already in place. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com.
Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Managing your finances used to be a pain. It was either useless apps or overcomplicated spreadsheets.
Ugh.
But now, with Monarch Money, managing your money is easier than ever. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. Unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it easy to set up, customize, and use. You can even collaborate with your partner, family, or financial advisor at no extra cost to get a joint view of all your finances. Customize your dashboard, notifications, and budgets with a tap. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show right here will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. That's monarchmoney.com/bigger for your extended 30-day free trial. How do interest rates affect the housing market? By Dave Meyer. Although interest rates remain near historic lows, it's important not to lose sight of how these low interest rates impact housing prices, especially as inflation threatens sooner than expected rate hikes. For the last several months, the Consumer Price Index, CPI, one of the main measurements of interest, has been above the Fed's target rate of 2% year-over-year inflation, most recently around 5%. While some signs indicate that inflation is temporary, it's something to monitor. Rising inflation has broad implications for both property prices and real estate investors. When inflation rises, the government usually wants to stop it. The government's primary tool to battle inflation is raised interest rates, which works by reducing the supply of money in the economy. And while this tactic tends to work at managing inflation, rising interest rates can slow or perhaps even reverse gains in property prices. How interest rates impact affordability. First and foremost, interest rates impact the affordability of mortgages. When interest rates are low, it is less expensive for people to borrow money. Interest rates are essentially a measurement of how much a borrower pays a lender to borrow money. The lower the interest rate, the less the borrower pays the lender over the course of the loan. This is generally good. No one wants to pay a lender or bank a cent more than they must. Sorry, lenders. But The savings borrowers enjoy due to low interest rates can also drive up property values because low interest rates increase housing affordability. When borrowers pay the bank less, they can afford more expensive homes. Let's look at an example. Julia has a budget of $120,000 for a down payment and wants to keep the payments for principal and interest, P&I, on her mortgage around $1,900 per month. A few years ago, when interest rates averaged around 5%, Julia would have maxed out at a property that cost around $425,000. For that price, Julia would put down $85,000, assuming a 20% down payment, and the P&I on her $340,000 mortgage, $425,000 minus $85,000, would come to $1,825. But now, mortgages are hovering around 3%, which means Julia can afford a $550,000 house. A down payment would cost her $110,000, and even though her loan would now be for $440,000, $550,000 minus $110,000, her payments would be $1,855. Payment on $440,000 loan at 3% equals $1,855. Payment on $340,000 loan at 5% equals $1,825. Just because interest rates dropped from 5% to 3%, Julia can now afford a property that is $125,000 more expensive than the property she could afford a few years ago. That's a huge difference in price range. Does affordability affect the housing market? Rising affordability doesn't necessarily drive housing all by itself. Still, when you combine increased affordability with the historically low housing inventory we're currently seeing, it's a perfect scenario for prices to climb. People want houses, and there aren't a lot to buy. Rather than pocketing the savings from low interest rates, many borrowers who intend to buy choose to use the money they're saving on interest to bid up the price of the house. Hence, all the bidding wars. Returning to our earlier example, if Julia were looking at a home that cost $450,000, we know from our calculations above that she can afford a house up to $550,000. So she can drive the cost of that house all the way up from $450,000 to $550,000 and still stay within her budget. Think about that for a second. Interest rates dropping from 5% to 3% means a single person can drive up the price of a house by $100,000, 22%, without changing her budget. Of course, this is just one extreme example, but in aggregate, this increased affordability can, and often does, drive up prices across the entire housing market. In contrast, if interest rates climb and affordability falls, it has the potential to slow down or even reverse gains in property prices. It doesn't always happen that way, but mortgage affordability can significantly impact properties. How interest rates affect risk assessment? In addition to affordability, there is a more mathematical way that interest rates impact housing prices that is particularly relevant to real estate investors. Most investors choose to value real estate by the income the property generates, as it enables investors to measure their return on investment. Typically, a metric known as cap rate is used for this exercise. Cap rate is easy to calculate. You simply divide the net operating income, NOI, of a property by the property's market value. For example, if you had an NOI of $50,000 and a property worth $1 million, the cap rate is 5%. When you're trying to figure out the value of a property, you can use the inverse of this formula. Simply divide the NOI by the average cap rate in your area. As an example, if you toured a property with $30,000 in NOI and the cap rate for similar properties is 7%, you'd likely want to pay around $429,000. $30,000 divided by 0.07. Generally, sellers like a low cap rate and buyers like the opposite. They want to buy at a higher cap rate. The cap rate in your area is fluid, though. No one sits down and sets what the cap rate will be for multifamily properties in Atlanta. Instead, it is a product of the free market. Sometimes a bullish investor may be willing to buy at a relatively low 3-4% cap rate. Other times, investors may demand a 10% cap rate or higher for their investment. It all depends on the risk-reward profile of a particular investment and the macroeconomic climate. Right now, cap rates tend to be low. With low interest rates, investors have lower expenses because they're paying less to their lenders. With lower expenses comes lower risk. This, combined with various other economic factors we won't get into here, can embolden investors to buy at a lower cap rate. But when interest rates start to rise, cap rates usually follow. As an investor, when interest rates rise, it means your expenses go up. With rising expenses comes rising risk. And with more risk, investors must demand better prospects of return in the form of higher cap rates. But here's the catch. Higher cap rates lower property value. This should be evident from the formulas we reviewed earlier. Remember that property with $30,000 in NOI we were considering? At a 7% cap rate, the property was estimated to be worth $429,000, $30,000 divided by 0.07. But at an 8% cap rate, that same property is worth about $375,000, $30,000 divided by 0.08. When investors demand higher cap rates, often due to rising interest rates, they reduce property values. This isn't necessarily good or bad. Owners and sellers could see a decline or even reversal of price appreciation, which is never fun. But on the other hand, many buyers will likely welcome lower property values even if financing is more expensive. Either way, it's an important dynamic to monitor over the coming months. While fluctuations in interest rates do have the potential to affect property prices, it's still unclear what will happen in today's market. When rates change gradually, it does not always correspond with a big shift in market dynamics. Interest rates rose from 2016 to 2019, for example, and property prices rose steadily during that time. So, if interest rates do start to rise, it's not necessarily going to cause declining prices or any sort of crash. My best guess is that rates will start to rise in the coming months, but it will happen gradually. This should lead to cooling of the housing market back down to normal growth rates, think 4 to 8% year-over-year growth instead of 22%. But we won't see a reversal in property prices, at least in the next year or so. To me, it would take a rapid rise in interest rates with a corresponding drop in demand or a huge glut of inventory for prices to reverse. And personally, I don't see that happening soon. I hope you enjoyed today's article. Remember, you can find thousands more like it at biggerpockets.com/blog. And you can unlock new tools by creating a free account at biggerpockets.com. And for another fresh perspective on real estate investing, join me right here tomorrow.